to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, Reddy. Your state, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. It's Carl and the Bot. Phone lines here, 221-1402.
Two.
Gotta stop drinking that coffee.
Regurgitate.
Oh, God, it'll be okay. I am joined today. You know how many people it takes to put on this show? I mean, just guess. I mean, a wild guess. How many? Well, he's here. Frosty, good morning.
Good morning. I was going to say, the coffee's not my fault this morning.
Well, I tell you what, I don't know what they put into it, but it hit and came back. Anyway, and speaking of always coming back, because I always come back to you, it's my soulmate, Linda.
Oh, how beautiful this morning. You know how much we cherish you, our listeners. We get involved in what's going on with your children and your loved ones. And right now, right before we came on the air, we got a call.
You know, Daniel's one of our listeners, has been one of our listeners for a long time. And, you know, he stopped by before and brought us coffee, and he's a great guy. And Daniel's stepfather, Senior Master Sergeant Bo Ferris, is at Mercy Hospital, and he's not doing too well. So, you know, if you get a chance today, you know, might just kind of, you know, keep a moment in your prayers for Senior Master Sergeant Bo Ferris, a warrior who's given his life to this country. So anyway, Daniel, our thoughts and our prayers are going out with you.
You know what happened in 1991?
1991. Okay, I can tell you what happened in 1991. We crossed this border, and there were 50 or 60,000 really irate Iraqis on the other side.
Wow. And you can visually get yourself right there.
Oh, in a second.
Yeah. Well, in 1991, that was the year that the kids who were starting college this year were born.
1991?
Is that weird?
I started kindergarten.
You started?
here's something really fast before we take a break.
Kindergarten?
This is what our generation, you think about there's sometimes a generational gap. Okay, the kids that were born and are going to college this year, here's a few things that are statistically interesting. They're too young. They're actually young adults. They are too young to remember the space shuttle blowing up. Their lifetime has always included AIDS. Bottle caps have always been screw off and plastic. The CD was introduced 5 years before they were born. They have always had an answering machine. They have always had cable or satellite. They cannot fathom not having a remote control.
Well, I can't fathom that anymore. I can't.
You're a man.
Yeah.
Popcorn has always been cooked in the microwave. They never took a swim and thought about Jaws. They can't imagine what hard contact lenses are. They don't know who Mark was or where he was from.
No.
Mork. Well, yeah. Mork, like Mork and Mindy.
Right.
So do you even remember Mork and Mindy? Frosty
shakes his head up.
Yes.
Yes, okay. He's there.
They do not care who shot JR and who have no idea who JR even is. And finally, they don't have a clue how to use a typewriter. I mean, an old-fashioned, typewriter.
They've always had inline skates. They don't even know what a skate key is. I mean, there's a lot of things. I feel sorry for these kids. Hey, look, our guest today, we'll be on for one of our segments here, is the daughter of a real dear friend of mine. And we'll talk about that when we get back. But her name's Jessica Walker. And Jessica has started something that is extraordinary. And I want to talk to you all about it. I want her to talk to you about it. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Jessica Walker.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. Good morning, Jessica.
Hey, before we get started in this, let me tell you how this happened. You know, Jessica you live in Arizona, don't you, Jessica?
Yes, Tucson.
Oh, Tucson, okay. Here's the thing, is that Jessica's father, John Walker, and I were partners over in Baghdad, in Iraq, in 2003. While I was doing civilian work over there, contract work over there. You get to know the guy you're teamed up with because you're all doing quite a few things together, and you rely on each other a lot. And I cannot tell you, Jessica, how much I admire your father.
Aww.
And what a great man he is. And I tell you what, I never, ever once worried about my back when your dad was with me. So, and there were some incidents that we laugh a lot about now that, you know, at the time maybe we didn't laugh as much. But but I tell you what, I just wish that people knew your father.
He's wonderful.
He is wonderful. And Misty, his wife, and Gunnar, Misty's son. I mean, just what a great people they are. But that's how I know Jessica. And Jessica comes from great stock, is what I'm saying. And Jessica has started a program that is extraordinary. And Jessica, I want you to tell our listeners about it.
Well, the organization is called the Extreme Extremities Foundation. And the Extreme Extremities Foundation was actually inspired by my younger sister, who... due to a series of accidents and injuries to one of her limbs, lost her leg when she was 16 years old. And over the last, she's now 22, over the last 6 years or so, we have been trying to get our insurance company to buy her a prosthetic that she can wear in the water so that she can swim, so that she can get physical exercise. The types of injuries she sustained put a lot of metal in her leg as part of the reconstruction. So she's got limited mobility and just a lot of things kind of working against her. So she was wanting to have some sort of way that she could exercise and go back to the lifestyle